after the New Testament. Church leaders worked hard to teach people about Jesus Christ. They visited the saints and wrote them letters. People joined the church in many lands. Wicked people did not want people to believe in Jesus Christ. Wicked people wanted to change the commandments. Some saints listened to them. Many stopped believing in Jesus and did not obey his commandments. The apostles and many saints were killed. No one was left to lead the church. The keys of the priesthood were taken from the earth. The people did not have prophets to guide them. The church of Jesus Christ was not on the earth anymore. The apostles Peter and Paul had said this would happen. Hundreds of years went by. There were many different churches. None of them had apostles or the priesthood of God. None of the churches were the church of Jesus Christ. But prophets had said that after many years, the church of Jesus Christ would return to the earth again. In 1820, a boy named Joseph Smith wanted to know which church was the church of Jesus Christ. He went into the woods near his home and prayed. He asked God to tell him which church was right. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph Smith. The Savior told Joseph not to join any of the churches because none of them was his church. God chose to bring the church of Jesus Christ back to the earth through Joseph Smith. God sent angels to give Joseph Smith the priesthood. He helped Joseph translate the Book of Mormon. On April 6, 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ was organized on the earth again. Just as Jesus chose 12 apostles when he was on the earth, God helped Joseph Smith choose 12 apostles to help him lead the church. These men were given the power to teach the gospel and to do miracles. Jesus wants everyone to know about his church. He told Joseph Smith to send missionaries to teach all people about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the same church that Jesus organized when he lived on the earth.